产权。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我哋一齐祷告。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
天父，我哋嚟到你面前。
Dear Father, we come before you.
我哋聚集一齐，唔系我哋用自己嘅意思。
We come together not because of our own idea.
而系因为你召聚我哋。
Because you call us.
喺我哋一齐敬拜你嘅时候。
When we come to worship you.
我哋知道唔系我哋自己有咩价值。
We know that it is not because we have any value.
而系我哋喺主耶稣基督入边。
But that we in Christ,
你救赎了我们,
that you have saved us,
给了我们价值,
you gave us worth.
所以今天我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
So today we thank you for you give us your word.
所以我们再次一起打开你的话语的时候。
So that when we open your word,
所以我们知道当你话语有警戒我们的时候。
And when your words give us warning,
我们就来领受你的警戒。
That we can accept your guidance and warning.
而你话语里面有安慰的时候。
When your words are comforting,
就成为我们苦难的时候安慰。
That we can be comforted in our suffering.
所以主，我们再一次求你的圣灵。
Lord, we come again to ask that your spirit,
在你的心里面打开我们眼睛,
that it can open our heart, the eyes of our heart,
令我们信心可以领受你的话,
so that our faith can would absorb your word,
在生活里面都遵行出来,
that we can live out in our lives.
因为我们知道遵行你话语的人,
we know that because those who live out your word
是有福的,
are blessed.
奉主的名祈求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天的讲道题目是认识基督人生至宝。
Today's topic is the surpassing worth of knowing Christ.
那这句是我们的经文的第八节
this,
是腓立比书三章八节。
This is taken from Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 our scripture reading today.
我们可以将它背起上来我们一起再读一次我们用中文然后用英文。
We should memorize this. We will first read this in Cantonese and then in English.
第八节不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝我已经为他丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督。
Verse 8, let's read together. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹在你人生里面你觉得最有价值的是什么呢?
Brothers and sisters, what is the most valuable thing in your life?
最宝贵的是什么?
What is the most precious thing?
我们读经是知道个标准答案。
We know that the standard, perfect answer from reading the scripture.
经文讲最宝贵就是认识我主耶稣基督。
So the scripture tells us the most important thing is to know that Jesus is our Lord.
保罗说这件事是至宝来的。
He tells us that it's the most precious.
即是他比任何的东西都宝贵。
That is, it is more precious than anything else.
但是看看保罗写圣经的时候。
And when we see as Paul writes the scripture,
他不是夹硬要你接受这个道理。
He is not strong-arming you to accept this theory.
所以其实这么大段经文由第起码由第四节至到第十四节的时候。
And through this long scripture from verse 4 to 14,
保罗都是讲他自己的见证他自己的思想。
Paul is giving you his own testimony, his own thinking.
他摆出来要给你去想一下对你来讲。
He is putting this out so that you can think about it, what you think about it.
认识基督是不是真的那么宝贵呢?
Is knowing Jesus that precious?
还有你比较一下有没有宝贵过其他东西
呢? And you think about it, is knowing Jesus more important than other things?
但是可能老实说想下很多时候我们生活里面
But truthfully, honestly, when we think about our lives,
我们不会好像使徒保罗那样。
We are not like The Apostle Paul.
好像保罗对基督那么专一啦去专心传福音啦。
How Paul is so, concentrated in serving God and Christ.
去专心去建立教会啦去拓展神的国度。
How is fervent in establishing the church and sustaining the teaching of Christ.
而我们都好忙。
We are busy.
我哋忙于个人嘅事业啦，社会成功啦。
But we are busy with our careers and the success in society.
当然我哋要照顾家庭啦，自己嘅健康啦。
Of course, we have to take care of our family. We got to take care of our health.
呢嘢有冇错咧
？That's right.
冇错，上帝系俾好多嘅责任我哋去承担嘅。
Is this wrong? Is God give us these responsibilities to take care of?
但保罗佢话基督系最重要嘅时候。
But Paul is telling us that when Jesus is the most precious,
佢唔系要我哋用信仰嚟去用攞嚟做借口啊。
He's not saying that we should use our faith as an excuse.
攞嚟借口我唔使顾家庭啦。
Excuse to say, oh, I don't have to take care of my family.
佢唔系咁意思，佢强调紧你认识基督系至宝。
But he is emphasizing that knowing Christ is the most important thing.
系重要过其他嘢。
Is more important than other things.
其实个逻辑好简单嘅啫。
The principle is very simple.
你认识基督，你先至会有基督嘅样式。
So when you know Christ, then you would be showing characters of Christ.
咁你先至学识佢嘅温柔谦卑。
Then you would learn his gentleness and humbleness.
咁你就去照顾屋企人同埋邻舍。
Then you would know how to take care of your family and your neighbors.
所以今日我哋透过啲经文去睇到认识基督嘅重要性。
So today we're relying on the scripture to show us how important it is to know Jesus.
更重要系我哋点样嚟认识佢。
And more importantly, how we are to know Jesus. So when we come to the passage, we go to verse 1.
保罗是这样讲，他说，你们要靠主喜乐。
And here it says, brothers, rejoice in the Lord.
我们记得，保罗写这封信的时候，他是做什么？他坐着监。
Then we remember, where was Paul when he wrote this passage? He was in prison.
我哋可能会惊叹，点解保罗经历咁多苦难，俾人陷害，仲要坐监，佢仲要喜乐咧
？And you would think that Paul is in prison, he was framed, and why is he still joyful?
而且保罗唔系嗰种嬉皮笑面，乜嘢都喜乐一餐。
And Paul is not like happy-go-lucky, and then he's always laughing.
佢讲得好清楚，系无论系咩情况都好啦。
But he tells us that no matter what situation,
每一次当佢听到基督嘅福音传开嘅时候，佢就喜乐。
Every time he hears that the gospel of Christ has been spread, he is joyful.
佢身边认识到一啲忠心传福音嘅同工，佢就喜乐。
Once he sees co-workers who are fervent in Christ, he's happy.
同埋佢虽然佢自己好辛苦，但系佢见到信徒嘅信心有长进嘅时候，佢就喜乐。
Even though he himself physically is suffering, but when he sees the faith of his fellow Christians, he is joyful.
所以佢叫众人一同喜乐嘅时候咧
，So when he says that we ought to be joyful,
唔系话呢个人特别乐观啲啊。
It's not that he would need to be think positive.
而系佢系知道神嘅旨意系乜嘢。
But they know the will of God.
所以在另一封书信他都是这样讲的。
So therefore he writes in a different passage.
他说无论是什么情况你都要常常喜乐还要经常祷告和感恩。
He tells us that no matter in what situations you ought to be joyful and give thanks in prayer.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是这样讲他说因为这个是神在耶稣基督里面向你们所定的旨意。
And he tells us in 1 Thessalonians that this isis the will of God in Christ for you.
所以今天我睇翻腓立比书嘅经文。
So today, as we look at the passage in Philippians,
保罗呢度主要话俾我听，我哋点样先至可以有呢种喜乐
？Here it tells us how we ought to be joyful.
四个字啫，靠主喜乐。
Here it's just four words to rejoice. I don't know if it's four.
Two.
rejoice in the Lord.
Four.
Rejoice in the Lord.
所以原来你喜乐咧系要靠主先有嘅。
So if you are to be joyful, you must rely on God and Christ.
靠主即系我哋喺主耶稣基督入边而活。
You rely on trust in Christ. That means you live within Christ.
这个就是结合翻我哋成个讲道系列嘅主题。
This basically summarizes our topic today.
一直系从今日啦到同上两次啦到年底都系一个主题。
And this is related to the last two sermons, and now the sermons that will come up to the end of the year.
就系活着就是基督。
That is to live is Christ.
咁呢個喺主題入邊咧，我哋之前講過要有正確嘅世界觀。
So to in the past sermons we talked about to having the proper world view，
即係用以基督為中心嘅世界觀。
That is why we need Christ as the center of our lives of the world view。
今日我哋睇嘅係價值觀。
Today we are talking about values。
正確價值觀就係以認識基督為至寶。
To what is the value, the principle of value is to understand that Jesus is the most valuable.
咁当你有咗呢个正确价值观，你就一生不断咁追求。
So when you have a proper standard of value, then you would know how to live in Christ.
不断咁样去认识基督。
You would continually seek to know Christ.
其实呢个就系常常喜乐嘅秘诀。
This is the secret and how to be joyful forever.
但是如果调翻转，如果你专注嘅嘢系错咗
，But if you if you value what is wrong，
咁你好快就失去咗喜乐。
Then you would lose your joy very fast。
咩叫做专注喺啲错嘅嘢入边
？What do we mean by valuing the wrong thing？
我哋睇到由经文第二节开始
，We see that from verse 2。
圣灵是用这段经文，祂除了教我们正确的价值观。
Here, the scripture is not only teaching us the proper value standard,
祂也要我们防止一些错误的。
It's telling us how to prevent ourselves from some wrong values.
那如果你专注在一些错的东西上面。
So when you value something that is wrong,
或者你有些错的东西令你分心了。
Or some things or wrong things that divide your attention.
那你当然没办法去专注在神给你的祝福上面。
Therefore, then you are distracted from the blessings of God.
那你当然不会喜乐的。
Then you would not be joyful.
那这种一定要远离的错误。
So we need to separate ourselves from the wrong ideas.
可能我哋谂到好多，但系经文入边最强调就系靠肉体。
And sometimes you may have your own understanding, but through the scripture, it's telling us that we do not rely on the flesh.
即系第三、第四节所提到。
It is mentioned here in verse 3 and 4.
咁如果你人生嘅態度係依靠肉體，你一定注意唔到基督。
So if your life value is representing in the flesh, then you would not see Christ.
呢個人好難去更加認識基督，佢亦都冇法子長久咁喜樂。
Then you would not you would be divert your attention and you would not come to know Christ and you would lose your joy.
嗱，咁聖經提到。肉體 the flesh 咩意思呢
？So that when the Bible mentions the flesh, what does that mean？
肉體即係基本就係肉啦，身體啦咁樣。
So when we say the flesh is the meat on your body，
咁但係聖經入邊肉體個範圍更加廣啲。
But the Bible's idea of flesh is more expansive。
咁佢嘅意思就係成個呢個物質嘅世界。
It includes the materialistic world。
咁今生呢个世界系会过去嘅，系短暂嘅。
The world that we live in will pass away。
肉体啊，包括我哋嘅财富啦、美貌啦。
The flesh includes our wealth and our appearance。
我哋健康啦等等。
Our health and so on。
咁呢啲属肉体嘅事物，往往咧系同属灵嘅事物有个比较。
So these values, that worldly values, sometimes it conflicts the spiritual values.
肉体是会过去的，会短暂的，但是属灵的东西是长存的。
The worldly value will disappear, but the spiritual value will endure forever.
但我们有时误会了圣经。
But a lot of times we misunderstand the Bible.
我们不要以为圣经将肉体等同于邪恶。
So we don't associate flesh with evil.
肉体是属于今生的事物，它可以是道德上是中立的。
So, the flesh is a
neutral.
It's a neutral, it should be viewed as a neutral product.
咁亦都可能呢是一啲美好嘅嘢嚟嘅。
It could be something good.
例如花啦草啦是属于今生嘅。
Like plants and flowers, they're objects that grow.
但佢都系神所创造嘅，系美好嘅。
But they are also created by God and they are good.
只不过属于今生嘅嘢，神命定佢哋系会过去嘅。
But those that belong in this world will pass away.
即系圣经讲嘅花必凋谢，草必枯干。
He says the flowers will wither and the grass will dry.
所以问题不是出于这个肉体本身或者物质本身。
It is so that the most important we do not put our trust in the object of flesh in itself. Though the flesh is not evil or bad, but when you trust in the flesh or you rely on the flesh, that is the problem. So the problem is that we focus so much of our energy in feeding the flesh. And your pride or your prideful in your current life.
所以当我们错误地对待肉体和今生的时候，就出现很大问题。
So when this has the wrong idea of how we overemphasize this world and our physical realm,
因为第一件事，你靠肉体，你一定会忘记了神。
The first thing is you would definitely forget about God.
那你也不知道神要你在这个世上做些什么。
And you don't understand what does God want you to do in this world.
所以主耶稣很清楚，他向福音讲过。
And Jesus was very plain in the Gospel of John, he said,
叫人活着的乃是灵。
So when you are to live, you are to live in the spirit.
肉体是无益的。The
flesh is of no value.
他讲的什么意思？就是在救恩的事情上面。
What is he talking about? He says that through salvation or the spirit of salvation,
肉体是无益的。
The flesh has no benefit.
肉体也帮助不了我们和神的关系。
The flesh cannot help you in your relationship with God.
而什么是属灵？神的话语就是属灵的。
So what is spiritual? The word of God is spiritual.
神的话语可以给到我们生命。The
word of God can give you life.
所以我们想象一下，当肉体的思想霸占了我们。So
we allow this thought of the flesh to overcome our minds.
那我们就好像被操纵，好像奴隶一样。So
we become enslaved.
如果我们经常说要以基督为中心的生活。So
but when we say that we are to live with Christ as the center of our lives.
如果摆错了，我们摆了些属肉体摆在中心呢？
But if we put these things of the flesh as our center,
那会怎样？我们的生命就扭曲了。Then
our lives will be all messed up.
那你想想一架车，它的车辘那个轴心那个换了。As
we, Pastor Phil mentioned last time, if the spoke, the hub is changed.
如果整条轴都烂了，if
it's broken,
你会立刻换了它。You
would have to change it.
同样，我们要立刻悔改。At
the same time, we are to repent.
我们生命里面的轴心那里有属肉体的东西，立刻换了它。If
the hub is of the flesh, we need to change it.
如果不是，我们一步一步地车毁人亡。Because
if we don't change that spoke, we would go in the wrong direction.
所以很简单，就是神要我们专注在一些永恒的东西上面。So
simply put, it's that God wants us to focus what is eternal.
不要靠肉体，不要分心。Don't
rely on the flesh and don't be distracted.
讲就很简单，做就很难。It's
easier to say, but difficulty to live.
因为靠肉体，每个人都有这个试探。Because
we to live in the flesh, every one of us are tempted.
连神的子民都不例外。Even
Christians.
经文里面有一个例子。But
the scripture gives us an example.
其实保罗他用了很强烈的字眼，他不是提醒，他直接警告。So
here Paul used a special word. He does not just remind them, he warns them.
第二节他说应当防备犬类。In
verse 2 he says, look out for the dogs.
作恶的那些妄自行割的。
Look out for the evildoers and those who mutilate the flesh.
妄自行割，讲白啲，即系残害自己肉体。And
to mutilate the flesh means that you to open up your flesh.
To cut
into your flesh.
咁保罗系好严重嘅警告。咁佢究竟讲紧防备啲咩人？So
Paul is here seriously warning what? What people?
其实就系当时所谓嘅犹太派，Judaizer。
Here he is identifying the Judaizers, a group of people within the Jews. These are people who were Jews, but they became Christians. Or they claimed to be Christians. And he tells them that you need to obey the Old Testament. And it's because that they had circumcision.
这些没问题，但是他有一种错误的教导。That
is not a problem, but their teaching is the problem.
就算你是外邦人，即是好像我们这样。That
they would say that if you are a Gentile like us,
你信了主都一定要行割礼。If
you believe in Jesus Christ, then you need to do circumcision.
咁教会才可以接受你。
Then the church can accept you.
咁保罗唔单止话呢一种嘅教导系错嘅
，Paul does not only say that this is a wrong teaching，
而且错得好离谱，系成个思维方式系错嘅。
But here is stressing that it is totally absurd，
因为佢哋嘅思维方式系属肉体嘅。
Because they're emphasizing in the flesh。
点解保罗咁清楚咧
？Why is Paul so aware？
因为佢自己以前就系咁嘅人咯。
Because he used to be this type of person。
佢拎埋佢个简历，佢个 CV 出嚟俾你。
And he will tell you, he would tell you, following his own curriculum vitae。
第八天受割礼。
That on the eighth day he was circumcised。
以色列民族便雅敏支派希伯来人生嘅希伯来人。
And he is the Jews of the Jews. He says from the tribe of Benjamin。
按照律法说。我是法利赛人。
According to the law, he is a Pharisee.
按照他的热心，他是逼迫教会的。
For his fervidness, he persecuted the church.
那真的很讽刺，他逼迫教会这件事，他写在他的CV 嗰度。
Yet when he was honest that when he wrote down in his own CV that he persecuted the church.
真是非常之有背景，非常之热心。
And he was fervent at it.
咁但系所有呢啲嘢，佢知道啊，无论系佢嘅出身啦、地位啦，佢所做过一切。
And you see that no matter all that he is and all that he has done，
佢以为啊，佢以为神系喜悦，但系到头来佢都系靠肉体啫。
He thought God was pleased, but in the end he was just feeding his flesh。
呢啲嘢全部都系证明佢只不过系骄傲。
All these things points out that he was prideful，
而且令到佢做咗杀人犯，令到佢亵渎神。
And so he even became a murderer. He
blasphemed.
He blasphemed against God.
亵渎，因为佢用神嘅名嚟做坏事。
He blasphemed God by using God's name to do bad things.
所以保罗列举呢啲资料唔系冇用嘅。
So when Paul lists all these things.
佢俾你睇到佢嘅前半生系点样自以为是。
He wants you to see his past life. He was so self-centered.
佢以为啊，佢喺神同人面前都好有成就啊。
He thinks that he before God and before men he was successful.
但其实佢系一个属灵破产嘅人。
But he is a spiritual bankrupt person.
咁呢啲犹太派嘅人就系咁样啦。
So these Judaizers were like that.
佢专注喺错嘅入边。
They dwell in their wrong ideas.
譬如割礼咁讲啦，割礼佢系肉体上嘅一个礼仪。
So as we talk about circumcision, but it is only a custom or
a
right.
咁佢哋将呢个当割礼咧，点知系当咗系佢自己引以为傲嘅嘢。
So these they because they were circumcised, they put the emphasis on circumcision.
佢哋自己引以为傲，佢哋觉得好骄傲，但系佢唔记得咗个意思究竟系乜嘢。
They were prideful of what they're circumcised and you're not, and they forgot what circumcision is all about.
佢只要读下旧约就知啦。
If they just read the Old Testament, they will know.
割礼唔系净系一个仪式，佢系要你心入边与罪断绝嘅意思。
So having circumcision is not just a rite or a custom, but there may need to be changes within the heart.
佢要你全心全意咁样去跟随神嘅意思。
That you need to worship God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
所以摩西就系咁样同以色列人讲喺申命记。
So here, Moses is talking to God's people in Genesis, Deuteronomy.
佢话你嘅心入边要行割礼啊，即系要将心入边嘅污秽除掉。
He says that you must have a circumcision of your heart to take away your stubbornness.
咁犹太派嘅人咧，佢唔系真正嘅割礼啦。
So these Jewish people did not have a true circumcision.
因为保罗话佢哋嘅唔系割礼，只不过系残害身体啫。
But so Paul is saying that they are not circumcision. They're inflicting
their own flesh.
They're inflicting suffering to pain to their own flesh.
咁其实真嘅割礼就系我哋脱离罪恶嘅价值观。
So the true circumcision is that we need to take ourselves out of our out of our sinful nature.
咁當我外邦人好似我哋咁樣，我哋嚟敬拜神嘅時候
，So when those who are Gentiles when they come to worship God like us，
我哋係靠住聖靈嚟榮耀基督嘅。
We come and rely on the Spirit to glorify God。
我哋唔係靠肉體，咁我哋就係真正嘅神嘅子民。
So we don't rely on the flesh， so we are the people of God。
咁呢度俾我哋嘅教訓係乜嘢咧
？And what is the lesson that we're learning here？
其實呢啲猶太派嘅教徒，佢哋好有學識同埋宗教背景嘅。
So these Judaizers, they are very well educated of the of their history and religion.
咁點解咁有學識、咁有學問都唔明白基本嘅真理咧
？And you would say that these people are so well educated. Why do they not understand the truth?
因為佢心入邊有樣嘢阻住佢，呢樣嘢就係靠肉體嘅心態。
So there is one thing that is blocking them. That is, they are trusting in the flesh.
咁所以到到我哋都係一樣去要去諗呢樣嘢。
So when we are like this, we need to reflect in our own lives.
我哋下週或者成個禮拜都可以諗下有冇一啲靠肉體嘅態度喺我哋心入邊。
And we need to reflect either today or throughout this week, are there attitudes of trusting in the flesh in our own lives?
或者有冇啲我哋過分專注嘅嘢，令我哋忽略咗更加重要嘅嘢
？Is there things that we overemphasize and we neglect what is important in our lives?
如果有，我哋即刻去清除佢，我哋要禱告求神幫我哋。
If we do, we need to remove these and pray that God will take these away.
亦都喺團契入邊彼此去禱告。
And we can even pray within our fellowships.
咁我哋嚟到第八節嘅時候
，And when we come to verse 8，
咁我哋由呢個負面嘅，我哋講翻正面，到底點樣先係認識基督
？So when we just talk about the negative of knowing Christ, how do we come and positively reflect on knowing Christ？
呢個就係核心嘅問題，因為我哋清除咗一啲唔要嘅嘢，咁到底我哋要啲乜嘢咧
？So when we take out the things that we don't want, but what do we want？
認識基督嘅意思當然唔係淨係了解一啲資訊啦。
So understanding Christ is not just biblical knowledge。
咁啲資訊重要嘅，但係我哋網上面都好多嘅。
These knowledge are important. There are a lot of things important that you could learn on internet.
但係我哋讀呢啲文章都係唔夠，因為保羅所講嘅認識基督。
So what we learn is not enough because what Paul is emphasizing, knowing Christ is more important than that.
它是包括你平时的经验的知识。
Here it includes your experience in your life.
所以你拿到个福音单张，哦，它说基督它死而复活。
So when you hold on to a handout and you would say, well, Christ died and he resurrected.
那跟我的关系是什么呢？
Then what does that have to do with me?
我哋喺自己生命入边，当我哋信基督嘅时候，有冇经历到呢个痛苦与基督同死
？Do we in our own lives do we experience the death of Christ, the pain of suffering in our own lives？
我哋有冇经历同基督一同复活
？Did we really experience how to be resurrected with Christ？
呢个就保罗第十节所讲，佢话使我认识基督咩意思啊？就系晓得佢复活嘅大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
This is what Paul is trying to say, that he is saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, I may share his suffering, becoming like him in his death.
So, 认识基督这里给到我们一个定义。
So here it gives us an idea or a definition.
就是我在我们自己生活里面。
That in our daily lives,
经历到佢嘅受苦，经历到佢复活嘅大能。
Do we experience his suffering? Do we experience his power in the resurrection?
咁我哋用三点嚟去解释呢样嘢。
So we use three points to explain these things.
认识基督系一种经历。
To know Christ is an experience.
是经历福音的真理。
To experience the truth of the gospel.
嗱，我唔可以调翻转，因为个真理本身唔会变嘅。
I can't reverse it because the order cannot be changed.
因为基督是客观真实嘅，佢昨日、今日、永远都是一样。
Because Christ is today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he's the same.
但如果你真正要认识佢，你就要嚟亲自去经历。
If you really know Christ, you need to personally experience Him.
就好似我哋教小朋友咁啊。
It's like when we teach our kids.
我哋教佢认识基督一啲真理非常之好。
So when we teach the truth about Christ, which is good.
但如果你从来冇任何嘅挫折，冇喊过。
But if you have never have any wrongdoing or cried,
他们都未经历过怎样被人你怎样去重新安慰他。
That they do not never have experienced how to be comforted.
他们都很难去认识基督。
And it's very difficult to understand Christ.
但不只是小孩，大人都一样。
It's not only children, but also the adults.
我们唱啊，唱诗神几咁伟大。
When we sing, how great is our God?
我们读要你问答，我们什么叫做永生。
And then we have question and answers. What is eternal life?
但是当你人生真的有风暴来临的时候，
But when your life is really facing a storm,
我们才懂得由心里面去说，叫主啊，你救我。
And we can only then, will you say in your heart, God, please help me.
这船就来沉了。
The boat is sinking.
就船上面的门徒向主去呼叫。
And the disciples who were in the boat cried out for Christ.
就正正是他们软弱惧怕的时候。
This is when they were weak and when they were fearful.
他们真的明白和经历主伸着手出来救他们。
And they understand and they feel the hand of Christ reaching out for them.
所以当试炼来到基督徒心里面的时候，不要害怕。
So when testing comes upon you, Christians, do not be fearful.
因为你相信基督，你在他里面。
Because you believe in Christ and you are in him.
他都在这一只船里面。
He is in the boat with you.
所以经文说我们是同基督一同受苦。
And the scripture tells that we ought to suffer with Christ.
但同时我们要向他呼求，我们会经历这个复活的大能。
And we need to cry out to him, we need to experience his power of resurrection.
我自己或者我自己身边其他弟兄姊妹他都有这种经历。
So I personally and those around me will do have these experiences.
在这种经历里面我们就会更加深入去认识基督。
When we have these experiences, then we would have more faith and more knowledge of knowing Christ.
不知道在座各位经历是怎样，我们希望在团契里面去分享。
I don't know what you experience in your life, but maybe you can share within your fellowships or cell groups.
第二，認識基督佢係一個過程嚟嘅，唔係即刻去達到完美。
And secondly, knowing Christ is a process.
咁呢個就係第十二節或之後所講。
And it tells us that in verse 12 to 14.
保罗佢自己话佢自己都尚未得着，佢自己都要竭力追求。
And Paul is telling us that he has not attained it yet. He's still pursuing.
可能在腓立比教会里面，不知道我们教会里面怎样。
I don't know about the church of the Philippians, but what about our church?
可能有些人会觉得 我已经成熟了，已经不需要太多的进步了。
And some of our members will think that, oh, I'm mature, I don't need to grow anymore.
但保罗提醒他们。
But Paul reminds them,
就算好像保罗他这么厉害，他自己都要竭力追求。
Even if you're as powerful as Paul, then he needed to pursue God.
其实他这个经文都有一些反讽的成分。Irony.
Oh, there is some irony even in the scriptures.
他说凡是完全人都要存这样的心。
He says, even those who are mature need to have this attitude.
即是说他说那些成熟的基督徒你们都要竭力地追求。
And in other words, he's saying, those of you who think you are mature, you need continue to pursue to know Christ.
他意思就是你越是站在那里不向前行。
What he is saying, if you just stand still and you're not moving forward,
其实代表你不成熟。
It means that you're not mature.
当然我们越来越成熟的时候，这个标志就是谦卑。
So when we are truly mature, then the example is humbleness.
The sign of that is humbleness.
The sign of that is humbleness.
你越是认识基督的时候，你发现你越来越多的东西要去追求。
And you would realize if you know, when you know, the more you know Christ, there are more things that you would pursue.
我们面对面见到基督之前呢，
Before we met Christ face to face,
我们都要向着个标杆直跑。
We still need to run toward the goal.
我们向着标杆直跑，要得到神在基督里面会赐给我们的奖赏。
We need to run forward to receive the call of God in Christ Jesus.
咁第三就係我哋認識基督係一種個人嘅追求。
Thirdly is how we know how much do we know Christ is a personal pursuit。
保罗唔係寫段經文你 OK 你背咗你就認識基督。
Paul is not saying that if you memorize this you know Christ。
佢亦都唔係你上一個課程啦，上完你就識基督啦。
He is not saying if you take a class oh then you know Christ。
而係佢係邀請我哋所有嘅人讀到呢段經文，我哋親眼睇下。
He wants us as we read this passage that we to see with our own eyes。
我哋點樣去認識基督？點樣咁寶貴咧
？And we ought to see how precious it is to know Christ。
佢亦都相信聖靈啊，一定喺聖徒入邊帶領佢哋。
He believes that the Spirit is leading the believer。
我哋每一個人都要自己去摸索，自己去經驗。
Every one of us has to individually seek and experience。
所以每一個信徒佢嘅長進嘅方式唔一樣。
So every believer's his methods may be different。
佢嘅快慢唔一樣。
His speed and is different。
但係我哋跑緊嘅都係同一條嘅天路。
But we're all running toward the same goal.
我哋都会得到神嘅奖赏。
So that we will be blessed by God.
所以保罗嘅劝勉嘅方式系好特别嘅，喺第十六节。
So what Paul is emphasizing to the believers is found in verse 16.
佢话我哋到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
He says, "Let us hold truth to what we have attained."
即系我哋有个认识基督，有我哋嘅进度。
So, in other words, that there is an advancement in our knowing Christ.
我哋认识基督绝对唔系嗰种知识叫人自高自大嗰种知识。Doesn't puff.
The knowing God should not puff you up.
而系我哋认识基督有几多，我就按照呢种嘅知识嘅程度。
That the level of how much you know Christ, that's the level that you should live.
按照呢个程度，我哋自己继续追求同埋嚟服侍其他人。
That you would continue to pursue knowing Christ, and you ought to serve others.
认识基督绝对唔系攞嚟自夸或者互相批评，好似啲小学生，你识得咁少嘅。
And to know Christ is not to be self-centered and criticize others that, oh, you know so little.
我懂得多过你，我成熟过你。
I know more than you. I'm more mature than you.
但保罗会点同你讲咧？
What is Paul telling us?
佢话你成熟啊，你成熟就追求多啲啦。
He says, oh, you are mature, pursue more.
咁最后我哋点样先至可以专注咁样认识基督
？Lastly, how do we really come to know Christ?
就好似耶稣嘅比喻入边讲过嗰位商人。
It's just as the merchant that Jesus gave as an example.
佢嘅職業就係揾最靚嘅珍珠。
So this merchant his job was to find the most precious treasure.
馬太福音十三章講佢遇見一顆重價嘅珠子。
And Matthew chapter 13 it says that he came across a valuable treasure.
佢就變賣所有嘅一切。
He sold everything that he had.
就買呢粒珠。
And he bought that precious treasure.
我哋認識基督就等同於揾到呢粒最貴嘅珍珠。
To know Christ is the same as that if you found this most precious treasure.
當我哋信佢嘅時候，佢嘅應許就係我哋可以同佢合一。
So when you believe in him, his promise is that you will be one with him.
所以我哋無論生無論死，我哋都能夠經歷基督。
So no matter what through life or death, you will know Christ.
喺經歷苦難嘅時候，我哋嘅靈入邊有死而復活嘅呢一種嘅追求。
So when you face difficulties, that we will understand or have this pursuit of resurrection from the dead.
呢個係無限嘅喜樂。
This is an infinite joy.
但你唔好唔记得佢呢个商人嘅画面入边都有啲假嘅平嘅珍珠。
And you must understand that through this story there are some fake jewels and fake treasures.
咁个商人佢要一定要变卖佢哋其他嘅嘢。
So this merchant had to sell everything he had.
如果你唔够钱买呢个最贵。
Because then you cannot buy this most precious.
我们人生都是这样，我们要看清楚什么霸占了我们的心。
We need to, we, like the merchant, we need to know what is holding us in our hearts.
如果你浑浑噩噩不理他呢?
But if you say, oh, I just ignore it.
你不清除他一定不得认识基督。
Because if you don't get rid of these things, you will not know Christ.
说起浑浑噩噩，我想回一个例子。
And when we say that just living casually, you will not, aimlessly, I'm reminded.
咁我哋攞呢一个例子嚟劝勉我哋日常生活入边。
We use this example to encourage us in our daily lives.
到底靠肉体嘅态度点样阻住我哋认识基督
？What is the attitude that is in our hearts that prevents us from knowing Christ？
嗱，有一种例子就系有一种昆虫啊，佢系叫做僵尸虫。
One example is that we call these there's a bug or insect that they call zombie insect.
就好似僵尸螳螂啦。
It's like the zombie mantis. It's called zombie mantis.
咁呢只螳螂咧，佢通常嘅螳螂都系住喺啲树木啊，或者喺树枝之间去生活啦。
So normally a mantis will live in the trees and the branches and the leaves.
螳螂系昆虫界非常之凶猛嘅猎手，我哋知道。
And the mantis is a fierce.Hunter among the insects.
但有啲螳螂佢表現係好奇怪嘅。
But some mantis, their characters are different.
佢唔知點解會跳入啲水入邊。
They don't know why they would jump into the water.
水入邊冇獵物，咁佢無端端跳落去浸死咗。
There's no food in the water would jump into the water.
但其實呢種奇怪嘅衝動係嚟自佢哋體內一種寄生蟲。
So, but the reality is that they have found that there are parasites that are living in these mantis.
有一種線蟲，佢控制咗呢個螳螂嘅行為。
These parasites are controlling the function, the controlling the mantis.
佢跳入咗水入邊，係只寄生蟲可以繼續繁殖
嘅。By jumping into the water, the parasites will continue to live.
即係無論佢本身幾兇猛都好，如果佢有寄生蟲嘅入侵咧。
So no matter how fierce this mantis is, if it's infected by this parasite,
佢完全變咗一個無助嘅受害者。
And it becomes a helpless victim.
又例如一種真菌啦，佢可以寄生喺螞蟻體入邊。
Another parasite will live in the ants.
咁佢喺佢體內生長，控制咗螞蟻嘅時候。
So when these parasites will control the lives of the ant,
原本係螞蟻係合群嘅，但係佢會離開咗呢個群體。
So normally the ants are communal, they live together, but they will now leave their group.
佢行嚟行去，直到揾到一支植物嘅莖。
So they would wander aimlessly, and when they come to a stem,
咁佢就搏命爬上去，再爬上去。
And he would climb up on the stem.
佢就用佢个口钳住佢，唔好跌落嚟。
He would use his mouth and grab hold of it so he doesn't fall down.
吊住喺度就死咗啦。
And he would hang there and die.
而真菌嘅繁殖过程先啱啱开始。
And that is just the beginning of the life cycle of the parasite.
呢啲嘢有少少令我哋觉得恐怖不安。
And these things will make us fearful and uncomfortable.
So I didn't put pictures or videos.
So therefore, I did not show you any pictures of these insects. So you can look it up yourself.
其實更加令人不安嘅係一啲俗世嘅價值觀。
But what is even more terrifying is some of the values we have living according to the world.
有啲靠肉體嘅思想，好似寄生蟲一樣侵入咗我哋。
So some ideas of we trusting in the flesh is just like parasites infesting in us.
咁我哋要點做？我哋而家要嚟諗一下。
So what do we do? We need to think about it.
啲寄生蟲好似好細咁樣。
These parasites seems to be very small.
但佢就係細啊，先至入侵到。
But they are small so that they can enter into you.
佢又入邊去侵蝕佢啊，劫持佢。
And they would get hold of you.
咁同時好似啲俗世嘅價值觀咧，都係好細嘅。
So these idols of worldly values or of the flesh.They are very small.
好似妒忌啊，少少妒忌啫。
And just like jealousy, a little bit of jealousy.
少少貪心啦。
A little bit of greed.
我都係追求安全啫。
I'm just seeking security.
或者我舒適一啲啦。
I just want to be comfortable.
就呢啲不知不覺喺我哋入邊去寄生。
But these things unconsciously will be living in our hearts.
阻住我哋去認識基督。
It obstructs us from knowing Christ.
而呢啲小細嘅嘢，佢慢慢去成長嘅時候
，and these little things as they grow，
我哋就會比呢啲所謂嘅殭屍、螳螂或者螞蟻更加可憐。
Then we would be worse than these zombie mantis and zombie ants。
我哋變咗呢啲罪惡嘅宿主或者傀儡。
And we become the victims of these parasites or of evil.
即係俗語講死都唔知點死。
Which is not, in other words that you don't know you're dying.
咁我哋點樣先至可以嚟趕走呢啲寄生蟲
？Now how do we get rid of these parasites？
咁經文我哋可以對基督徒嚟勸勉。
So we can use the scriptures to help us.
就係我哋要謙卑，我哋知道成聖都唔係靠自己。
So we need to be humble. We know that to be spiritually mature is not dependent upon yourself.
我哋知道靠肉體係唔啱嘅。
We know that to trust in our flesh is not good.
但係就連呢一場仗啊，就係趕走呢一種態度嘅呢場仗。
So the battle is how to get rid of these trust in the flesh.
就連呢場仗都唔可以靠肉體嚟打。
So even this battle cannot be trusted in the flesh.
咁點樣打就係我哋要尋求神。
So how do we fight this battle? We need to pursue God.
就係我哋明白神佢從來冇放棄我哋。
We need to understand that God has never abandoned us.
就譬如喺苦難嘅時候，佢都使用呢種苦難。
So even in the suffering, God uses this suffering.
佢話俾我哋聽，我哋信心係會被試煉嘅。
He tells us that our hearts will be tested.
咁我哋經過試煉嘅時候，呢啲屬肉體嘅唔好嘅價值先會顯現出嚟。
And that it is through the testing that these bad things or parasites will be revealed.
咁你知道做基督徒呢條路係唔易行嘅。
And we know that our path of a Christians are not easy.
有時我哋遇到苦難，甚至失去一啲我哋睇得好重嘅嘢。
And sometimes we face suffering, and sometimes we face loss of things that we treasure.
但係今日經文話俾我哋聽，
But the scripture today tells us,
好似保羅咁，佢一開始睇到好重嘅嘢。
And just like when in the beginning of the scripture, Paul saw things that he abhorred,
到頭來佢看成糞土rubbish.
But he at first a saw things of value, then he will see these as rubbish.
點解？因為佢已經揾到人生嘅至寶。
He account these things rubbish because he has found the most treasurable treasure.
就好似耶穌佢都曾經應許過，佢話：凡為我喪掉生命的，必得著生命。
Said those who, just as Jesus says, those who will lose his life for me will find eternal life.
咁我亦都有啲知道有啲基督徒唔一定係大家啦，但係有啲人信咗主之後咧。
And there are Christians, not meaning you, but there are others.
咁佢好似好想同世上嘅世人一樣向上爬。
And when they become a Christian, they would like want to be with the people of the world that they want to climb the ladder.
佢爬得越高就越多人認可佢啦。
Then the higher the ladder he can climb, then more people will recognize them.
但係保羅係過來人啊。
But Paul, he understands this.
他已经在山顶等着你。
He is at the top of the ladder waiting for you.
他爬完他说没什么大不了。
And he's there. He tells you it's not a big deal.
反而你爬完他可能会你自夸和远离神。
And even if you are at the top of the ladder, what you will be is prideful and you will be far from God.
圣经里面还有其他的人譬如所罗门王或者尼布甲尼撒王等等。
And the Bible has other examples such as the King Solomon or King Nebuchadnezzar.
都有同样的道理就是世界上的地位啦财富啦。
They have the same idea that the worldly wealth
同埋权力啦在属神的嘢上面是没有帮助。
And the power they possess has no help in our understanding God.
耶稣说肉体是无益的。
And Jesus tells us that the flesh has no value.
咁当人不顾一切咁样向上爬，向上爬嘅时候。
So when we keep pursuing the flesh as we climb the ladder higher and higher.
是不是要检查下有没有啲寄生生物的影响？
And we need to reflect and examine our lives if this is affecting our lives.
咁亦都同在座未认识耶稣基督嘅人讲。
And to those who do not know Christ here,
你哋喺人生入边觉得最宝贵嘅系乜嘢
？What is the most important thing in your life？
其实好多人一直都揾唔到呢样嘢。
And in reality, many people cannot find it.
佢觉得 A 呢样嘢最宝贵啦。
And he would think that this thing A is good, is precious.
攞到之后佢又觉得 B 先宝贵。
And then once he attains it, he thinks, oh, maybe B is more precious.
有一种无止境嘅追求入边系一种虚空嘅感觉。
So in this endless pursuing, there is just vanity, just emptiness.
其实呢种虚空嘅感觉就系世界。堕落的标志。
This emptiness is the symbol of the world.
咁你嘅生命其实系比肉体嘅意义有更加大嘅意义。
But because your life has more meaning than this.
因为神系用佢嘅形象嚟创造你。
Because God created you in His own image.
佢呼召你去认识耶稣。
He calls you to come to know Christ.
喺呢种空洞嘅追求入边去悔改。
In your empty pursuit to repent.
咁当你信主耶稣嘅时候，你可以翻去。
So when you believe in Jesus Christ, you can return to the home of God.
咁你先至有可能有真正嘅满足喜乐嘅人生。
Then you would then have a real joy and an abundant life.
咁圣灵就系用呢一篇嘅信息去对每一个人嘅心讲嘢。
And the spirit scripture is talking to every one of our hearts.
愿神帮助大家去认识佢，同埋不断咁样去成熟。
May God help us to pursue Him endlessly and to know Him.
越成熟你就越系向住呢个标杆直跑。
So the more mature you are, the more we are to go toward this goal.
当你竭力追求基督嘅时候，我哋希望呢样嘢就系你人生最宝贵嘅嘢。
So that this becomes the most important thing in your life.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Let us pray.
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
我哋都求你。帮助我们
We pray that you would help us.
你令我认识我们由小到大所学习的价值
You teach us that from young to old we understand the value.
我们未必学到是最宝贵的东西
We don't understand what is the most precious.
而你帮助我们发现到的时候
And when you help us to realize that,
你就帮我们悔改
You would help us to repent.
我们求你今天在这个世界上
And we pray that in this world,
我们知道世界很多的声音告诉我们
There are many voices calling and telling us.
有很多价值观都是阻碍我们
Many values and standards are obstructing us.
求你的圣灵每日提醒我们
May your spirit keep reminding us daily.
当我们听到你的话语的时候，我们不要硬住我们的颈项
So then when we hear your word, we do not stiffen up our necks.
因为我们是真受割礼的子民
Because we are the true circumcised people.
我们这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起起立，我们唱诗歌
Let us all rise as we sing our ending hymn.
第四百六十首都归耶稣。
冇走嘅 ，It's knowing
no all for Jesus。
你咪唱呢首。No. Okay. All for Jesus。Can we sing knowing you? Can we go to knowing you?
唱一首
，OK。